Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Monday's headlines, and with the government pretty quiet here in the U.S. on President's Day, we start overseas, where the dust still has not settled on Israel's national elections nearly a week after the fact. However, Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni is not interested, she says, in being part of a coalition government headed by her rival for the prime minister post, Likud nominee Benjamin Netanyahu. News cameras caught a private note written by her Sunday saying her Kadima party will not be a part of a coalition government led by Netanyahu. Both have claimed victory in the election. Kadima won 28 seats to Likud's 27. However, Netanyahu says his party actually won more votes. Also today, Livni sending a shockwave through the stalemate in this election. She says that Israel, if it hopes to achieve lasting Middle East peace, will have to agree to significant land concessions, up to half of what's known as the land of Israel, a reference to the biblical borders for the nation. Meanwhile, Shimon Peres, the president of Israel, has to figure out which candidate will get the first crack at lining up a coalition government. Most experts believe Livni will not be able to get the number of seats necessary, while most figure that Netanyahu will, because other conservative parties did relatively well in last week's election. Meanwhile, Pakistan has agreed to restore strict Islamic law known as Sharia law in a northern district. The Pakistani government hopes the renewed Sharia law will pacify an uprising in the Swat Valley and separate conservative hardliners from militants who fight for al-Qaeda and the Taliban. The uprising started in late 2007, and since then, hundreds of girls' schools have been destroyed, and tens of thousands of people have fled the area. Western powers, including the U.S., are likely to criticize Pakistan's move as a concession to terrorist sympathizers. In a related story, at least 26 people are dead after a suspected U.S. drone attack on a building used by Taliban militants. The strike hit a school on the Afghan-Pakistani border. Villagers say the school had been occupied by militants for around 2 years. The missile strike was the fourth attack since President Obama has taken office. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is on her first overseas journey, heading to Asia, where she is speaking with leaders first in Japan, but also other nations later, including China and South Korea, about the significant crisis facing the U.S. and really the global economy. Speaking out as his wife heads out is former President Bill Clinton. Speaking on CNN's American Morning, the former president says he's not worried that his wife could get lost in the Obama administration's foreign policy hierarchy because there are such heavyweights as Richard Holbrooke, George Mitchell, and Joe Biden all weighing in. He says his wife's voice will be heard loud and clear.
As long as they're working on a team and nobody's playing sharp elbows, and this is a team, these guys have got a team concept. The president's made it clear he wants everybody to be on the team. They all report into her as well as to him. They're all working together, and I'm very impressed by that.
Elsewhere overseas, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in Rome at the moment says she doesn't think President Obama will ask European allies to take Guantanamo Bay terrorist detainees. Speaking while on a trip to the Italian capital, Pelosi said the only way that might happen is if a detainee were a citizen of a European Union country. Obama has ordered the prison in Guantanamo Bay to be shut down within a year, although many questions remain about where its roughly 245 remaining detainees could end up. Some could face persecution if they are returned to their countries of origin. This includes members of a Muslim minority group from China and detainees from Libya, Uzbekistan, and Algeria. Pelosi says President Obama intends to handle the closing of Guantanamo correctly, following a thorough review of every detainee's case. The world is waiting for British and French military officials to explain why two of their nuclear submarines collided deep in the Atlantic Ocean earlier this month. The head of Britain's Royal Navy says there was no damage to weapons on board the HMS Vanguard, which returned to its port in Scotland with visible dents and scrapes in its hull. The French vessel, Le Triomphant, sustained damage to its sonar dome, but also returned under its own power to port. In Paris, the French Defense Ministry said no one was injured. An announcement could come any time from the Obama administration on an auto industry task force. Press Secretary Robert Gibbs told reporters aboard Air Force One President Obama is likely to release a written statement forming the high-level task force. The president swept aside plans by the former Bush administration to have a one-person oversight of the bailout, a so-called car czar. GM and Chrysler have until tomorrow to turn in business restructuring plans to the federal government as part of receiving $17.4 billion in federal aid to remain afloat. Up in Buffalo, the National Transportation Safety Board says it plans to move the wreckage of Continental Airlines Flight 3407 from its crash site near Buffalo. NTSB spokesman Steve Chelander says there's a storm coming, and so folks want to get that evidence out of there as soon as possible. A lengthy investigation, of course, will follow into the cause of the crash, but Chelander says experts are still looking at the de-icing system.
We have recovered 5 of 6 de-icing valves. We have good boots on the tail, both vertical and horizontal. We'll be able to examine those boots in the future to determine whether or not they were working.
Gelander also says experts will interview other pilots who flew through the same conditions on Thursday evening. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll find out why the gun control movement is shifting now to an ammunition control focus. We'll also talk with political analyst and strategist Carol Liebau about the political winners and losers from the economic stimulus debate. And when we come back on Dateline Washington, the road ahead in Afghanistan. We'll talk about it with retired General Paul Vallely. Stay tuned.